Robin will now introduce the first of this week's four letters.
What would be a better way to start the new year than a cheerful letter from Gillian Hollis Graves in Hemblington? New Year's Day, and I've just spotted violets flowering in my garden and my resident robin singing from the blue cedar when I go to put breakfast down for my garden birds. Spring isn't too far away. This following a fab New Year's Eve of Jules Hootenanny on TV with Ronnie Wood, Lulu and the fantastic soul lady Heather Small bringing the house down. What a triumph for the oldies. Happy days ahead. So let's forget for a moment about the horrendous political turmoil in this country right now and just chill out. Thank you, Ed, and Happy New Year. Please print my letter to cheer people up. The usual contributors need to lighten up.
The bad weather naturally caused readers to write about it. Stephen Wilkinson of Tibbenham was shocked at the inadequate gritting of pavements leading to Carrow Road. Your editor agrees. He watched Norwich City fans walking very gingerly over the ice towards the stadium on Sunday. Here is Stephen's letter. As we hit a cold spell, it's very reassuring that roads are gritted throughout the county for the safety of motorists. As someone who lives in a rural setting, this is much appreciated. However, coming into the city on Sunday the 4th of January and having to walk to the football ground, I was concerned about the parlous state of the pedestrian pathways. The routes to the ground were lethal around the cathedral, and whatever direction you took on foot, a fall was inevitable. I saw many people struggling to stay upright. I, unfortunately, took a tumble, as did my friend. We were both sober as a judge. I also witnessed another man fall and crack his head on the pavement. This left me to reflect as to why the pavements around the city, and specifically around Carrow Road, were untreated. I sensed the main thoroughfares in the city centre, such as London Street and Gentleman's Walk, were treated. Clearly, the motorist appears more important than your ordinary pedestrian.
R.F. Callaby was puzzled by the school closures announced by Norfolk County Council. Today, the Norfolk County Council announced 34 school closures due to cold weather. 16 were due to heating failure or burst pipes, 5 of which were specifically boiler failure. Are we to assume that around 50% of homes are also without heating, of which 15% are due to boiler failure? We can only conclude that the heating systems in schools are obsolete or badly maintained. Where are the air source heat pumps that the government are trying to force feed us with? Surely every government building should be using one. Either these statistics emanating from Norfolk County Council are based on a pack of lies, or there are serious failings.
Steve McKinder of Denver joined the heated discussions around the possible postponement of local elections. He says, Andy Mellon writes indignantly about the potential for local authorities to avoid an election again, which undoubtedly denies voters their democratic rights. He is entirely correct, and while we all see democracy as a huge positive, my innate jaundice at our tepid and generally inept leaders leads me always to the words of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, who noted, "It doesn't matter who you vote for, a politician will always get in." Labour has succinctly demonstrated the last election merely propelled us out of the Tory frying pan into the Labour fire. We've gained nothing. Apologies for the cynicism, but today's political lightweights offer such bland fare to the electorate that the choice seems akin to the condemned man being asked whether he preferred to be shot or hanged. Happy New Year.